Well, I think that we need to really hone the language, and we can do that both by email and these meetings, but we have to make sure that people feel very comfortable that the language is clear.
Right. Yeah, and actually it is. We've been on the phone now for more than an hour and 15 minutes, and I think we need to make some decisions as to what we're recommending tomorrow night. So let's go back to the fundamental question, which is how many questions, how many measures, if we can use that term, that we recommend be on the ballot. Wendy is proposing one measure with four options, right? And that question would be, well, I don't. Let's not get hung up on the wording. Let's just talk about the concepts. It would be something like, shall the bylaws be amended to change the length of delegate terms and the limits on how many terms can be served? Option one, to be a single four-year term, and we could deal with the hiatus in some wording. Option two, to allow for up to 2 4-year terms. Option three, to allow for an unlimited number of 4-year terms. And option four, to be no change, continue the current maximum, the current 3-year terms with a maximum of 2, or no more than 6 years. I mean, much more succinct language than that. So that's one proposal, is a single measure, 4 options. I have a concern about combining it all in a way that no matter how clearly it's written, I think some people are going to look at that and say, I can't figure this out. I'm just going to skip it. And then it won't reach quorum and nothing will pass. So I'm wondering if we can't still have the first question, something like what Casey worded, even if not the exact wording, which is the simple 3-year versus 4-year, and then the second question, which would be closer to what Wendy's proposing.
Well, that's what I was thinking myself, which sticks sort of to Casey's number two, except, clarify the first question, in order to have fewer elections and have them an odd number of years, shall the terms be lengthened from 3 to 4 years or whatever, that sort of a thing. And then we have, I think it would be more than just, wouldn't have to say measure one or measure two, just whatever. Then we have somewhere the no change option, which is summarized, which would, I think, take maybe 2 lines of text, maybe 3. And then we have the rest of the term limit options, 2 consecutive terms before a break, unlimited term limits, one term and then a break, 2 consecutive terms and then a break, or unlimited. And doesn't that cover everything?
Yeah, or you said no change, right? Is one other.
That's what I say. We have 3 sections to it. There's the no change section, and you either want that or you don't. And then I think it was when somebody said, if 4-year terms passes, then I want, for example, they go number one choice on 2 consecutive terms with a 2-year break between.
That's not what I'm saying. That's a different idea.
Well, it's pretty similar. I'm just taking it pretty much similar to what Casey has in his sample two.
But now you're creating 3 questions, which I think is introducing unnecessary confusion.
Well,
I'm saying 2 simple questions, 3 versus 4 years, and then the second is, shall the term limits be changed? Yes, change them to 1 4-year term. Yes, change them to 2 4-year terms. Yes, change them to unlimited 4-year terms. Or no, don't change it at all. Keep it as the current, which is 2 3-year terms of maximum 6 years. So it'll be
what?
2 separate questions.
I think that's confusing.
What would 3 years come up at all if the no change is the 3-year vote?
Because you have to offer them an option to no change on not only the length of the term, but the limits. You can't,
let me ask you that
option.
Then why not have that as just a question?
When did the term limits come up in this discussion? And it was
from the very beginning.
Was the the no term limit issue a question by a person who initiated this change?
No, my recollection is Casey initiated this whole concept back in the spring, and his original proposal was a single 4-year term followed by a 2-year hiatus. Okay, he brought that to the elections committee. There was a working group that worked over it, and they said Casey, do you remember whether they brought up
here's
the other
my point.
Go ahead.
Real quickly, my point is the term limit is already set, and it's a philosophy that is in the bylaws.
Right.
If someone came in late and is trying to change that option, or, you know, once by piggybacking it on this one and it's causing all this confusion, then I would disallow it.
No, it's not late. It was integral from the very beginning.
Well, the no term limit was the last part of it to be added. I mean, some people were defensive about the having 2 terms, and so...
Well, I know the length of term, but you see, the term limit is part of the bylaws, and the direction of the foundation. To me, that's a whole different discussion, and it doesn't need to cloud this issue. We want term limits. We put them in the bylaws, and, you know, that only clouds this other question, which
well,
is,
apparently there's
can we do better elections by doing them an odd number of years?
Michael, that question's already been decided. It's too late to yank it off the table. Seven directors gave the proper notice that they wanted the question of term limits to be considered by the PNB and the Delegate Assembly, so it's got to be considered. We can't just take
it. Oh, you know what?
But no term limit has got to be considered?
Yep, it's on the notices.
Well, you know what, Bob? I have to disagree. I think that we've been told by Dan Siegel that if everything that was noticed can be considered, but we can actually approve less than what was noticed put on the ballot.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm sorry, I agree. I didn't mean to say that's not the case. I thought that what I heard Michael saying was let's take the entire question of altering the term limits at all off the table, and let's purely discuss term length.
I think he was
Michael,
talking
did
about
I misunderstand you?
Yeah, getting rid of term limits.
Okay, well, then I'm sorry I misunderstood you. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I personally am opposed to removing an option from the voters, but... Dan, I mean, I think Dan is right. It is legally proper to do that. I just think it's unwise. But that's a different conversation. But can we get back to, you know, because that really is not tonight's issue. That's tomorrow.
Well, let me make a procedural suggestion, Bob.
Yes, please.
And that is that I can work on the ballot design, try to incorporate the various suggestions, and come up with another 2 or 3 proposals that I can then send out to the PNB.
Okay, that would be a big help.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah. So
by maybe 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, so people can really study them before the 8:30 meeting.
By 1 p.m. Pacific, that is. Yeah.
If that's possible.
Well, giving me a deadline.
Well, no. I'm not trying to impose one. I'm just saying the sooner the better. The more time we can study. Obviously, you have a very busy day.
So I will try to incorporate the suggestions that we got from Mary and from Wendy into, you know, each into their own design. And then, even though there wasn't a lot of support for the grid design, I'll send that along as well so that people have that as an option. But I tend to agree that the other layout... is easier on the eye and easier to understand.
Bob?
Yeah.
Casey, you know, when you're saying that there wasn't a lot of support for one of the options, but I'll send it along anyway, I think that's how we got into the mess that we're in now, and this is the subcommittee or working group or whatever that's trying to tighten up the language, so I would really object to sending along one that didn't have any support.
Okay, so that's the one where I sent
two
ballots.
Yeah, sample 3.
Is it sample 3, the one that had the grid?
You have 7.
7-7.
for.
Okay,
yeah.
So I will not send that along.
Yeah,
you know, that was my first choice, but as I looked at it more, I thought this really, you know, it made sense, but it wouldn't make sense to a voter who hadn't had all the prior discussions. It made sense to me because I have had them. So I went then to work on the other one.
Yeah, I think that one's a recipe for the whole thing going down in flames.
Okay, that's fine. So I will modify your life. I will modify the other one.
The sample two.
And actually, I'll make at least two modifications. You know, one based on Wendy's model as I understand it, and the other based on Mary's model as I understand it. And also, if that doesn't incorporate what Bob suggested with the if clauses, I'll do that one as well.
No, I'm dropping the if clauses. I think that's going to be too confusing.
Okay.
So, but one small but important change from the two measures that you have, I don't think that the no box makes any sense. Where it says, for each question, there's a no, you know, it's first choice, second choice, third choice, or no. No just muddies the water. The no to all of that is the current, just keep the current bylaws, and which is the last option. So you don't also need a no box for each of the other options. You're comparing, IRV compares them against each other. There's not a no, you can't do IRV with the option to say no. You're saying, you know, I choose this. This is my favorite. This is my second favorite. This is my third favorite, etc. Do you see my point, Casey?
Yeah, I do. Although I disagree. I think there's
you can use
none of the above type option where you could say none of the remaining choices. And
right. None of the above is the current bylaws. There is no other none of the above.
You can't say,
I don't like the current bylaws. I don't like any of the options here. I like something that's not even presented to me. That doesn't make any sense to give the voters that option, to say just some unstated thing that's different than everything else. They're either making a change that's being offered to them, or they're keeping one. They're either opting for one of the changes presented to them or keeping it the way it is. I don't think there's any third way to vote.
Could I suggest that we just have the same number of choices as there are, like here in the existing sample two, there are four choices.
Okay.
So then you could have first choice, second choice, third choice, fourth choice, instead of where it says no. I mean, we might not end up with four there, but you see what I'm saying? Just do it like that.
Right. Yeah, I think fourth choice is right. That's actually the fix. Okay, so Casey, you're going to present two options tomorrow night, two ballot styles tomorrow night.
I'll put these together, possible. And you know what? Should I run it by all of you first?
Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
Minimize the confusion to the rest of the board.
Right. So let me know I've got Bob's email and Wendy's. Let me make sure I have Mary's and Michael's.
Are you too comfortable giving it on the stream?
I don't care.
Okay. Oh, you can do it.
You can
ahead,
email.
Mary, if you don't care, go ahead.
So each of you email me
at
ballot@pacifica.org.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
Yeah, just send me an email, and then when I have these prepared, I'll send them to all four of you.
Okay, and Casey, please give us a firm deadline so that we know how quickly we have to act.
I will work on them tonight, so they'll be in your email boxes late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
That's wonderful, but I'm saying give us a time by which we must give you the feedback, or else you're going to post it to the PNB with or without our feedback.
Yeah, definitely the PNB is going to have some time to look at
they
it.
Are.
Yeah, well, okay, let's give a proposal to Casey. Shall we say 3 p.m. Eastern for
you guys?
Post it. Yeah.
We just went through all this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, no matter what we do right now, the PNB is going to make amendments. Even some of us on this call, if we were to approve what Casey said now, we may think of something else later in the evening. I think, you know, we should, we're all PNB members. Let's do it when it gets down to. I mean, why should he have to have us approve it?
I think I'd rather have it that way. So why don't we? I think 3 p.m. Eastern is fine. That means 12 p.m. Newton for us on the West Coast.
Wendy, if anybody else has some thoughts after this meeting, just feel free to send them over to me by email, and I'll try to incorporate it.
Casey, I have a question, because the emails that when Bob sent to you, he has pacifica@mail2casey.com. That's not the address you want to use, right?
Actually, the other address comes to that box. So
it's all the same.
So if I send it to that address, it's okay?
That's fine.
If I send you my email, the advantage of that is I don't type it, and then I don't screw it up.
Okay.
That's why I'd rather do that.
Okay. Mine is on the way. It should be there now.
Okay, great. Now, we just have to deal with the question of the pro and con arguments on the booklet for a few minutes to give Casey advice. The PNB is not voting on this. We're just advising Casey. This is within his discretion. So, Casey, do you want to give us what your current thinking is of how you'll get people to come forward to write and choose?
Yeah, well, what we're asking for partly depends on the final layout of the ballot. But what we need is people writing an explanation of why they support a particular option. And I'm not sure exactly how that will be structured. It's partly dependent on how the ballot itself is structured. We might separate out the term length question from the term limit question. And so the term length question could be explained in terms of wanting to have staggered election in odd numbered years.
Casey, do you want to have something that is sort of like the ballots that, you know, where you lay out the pros and cons of each thing rather than have a person arguing for, you know, when they do the analysis of a ballot or when, like, the League of Women Voters, some people put out things that say, here's what the ballot will do, and then, you know, and it would cause this and this, and so you try to just say what the effects are. Rather than just have people argue for or argue against.
Well, we do. I mean, I think we need to have as neutral an explanation as possible.
Right.
But I do think that people also should have the right to submit something a bit more passionate, arguing.
Mm-hmm.
In favor or against the various options. Like, we definitely need to have somebody, you know, arguing in favor of retaining the current system of two elections every 3 years and explaining why that's a good thing.
Yeah, and then we could continue that if people like that idea of people like posting to the website with their own arguments.
The web-based arguments can be lengthy and quite detailed.
Exactly.
But for the ballot pamphlet, we need to have something that is easy to read and explanatory.
Yeah, so that would be sort of more neutral, don't you think, in the pamphlet? Because otherwise it would have to get kind of lengthy. And
Well, the problem is, what is neutral? You know, for instance, I sent out the letter that Wendy mentioned earlier, and somebody took it as not being neutral. And so it's, you know, what's neutral to one person may not be to another.
Okay, I have a suggestion. I'm surprised it hasn't come up yet, but I know what's going to end up on the table is that there be, like, the three different constituencies would each have an argument, and I suppose that would be pro and con, and I think that 6-3-4-3 con would be cumbersome and not a good idea, plus if we're talking about having this on our same ballot, it would take up too much room, and so I'm going to ask us to, you know, while of course we want buy-in from everybody to not do that, I think that the people that have spent the most time on this and know all sides of the issues is the PNB Elections Committee, which happens to consist of PNB members as well as LSB members. And, you know, and they know the issues better than we do, and I'm sure they don't all agree on everything. And so some of them could even write the other side probably even if they didn't agree with it. So I think that Elections Committee would be a good place to start for having people write these things. And I also think that the boards, both national board and local boards, need to take some leadership on this and not get involved in a cumbersome process where we all argue over who gets to write the thing. I mean, the thing on the ballot should be concise, and then I guess there could be a web page that has more details. But
that's something that people, the listeners, could contribute to ongoing until the
election. It could be Wikipedia. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be a blog.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But why not just whoever... put it to the election committee or put it to us. If we feel like we could write something, let's send it to Casey. Let's have a deadline, and let's have a deadline for whoever wants to write an argument. Or is that too much work for you, Casey?
Well, no. In fact, you know, I want to bend over backwards to be as fair as possible about this, and that's why I already sent something to the PNB and the Elections Committee, I believe, asking for people to submit arguments.
Yeah. So why don't we just do that?
Then if more than one person is making an argument on the same thing, I'll try to get them together to agree on language.
Sure.
And then if there's something that is not being addressed, I will let that
mm-hmm.
be known to people
mm-hmm.
so that they can, you know, explain
sure.
that from their point of view.
Bob?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I just want to get clear, Casey, your process. I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to understand. So, you're saying you'll. I assume you'll put this out in a more formal way to a broader group that people could submit, and then you'll try to get the people on the same side of an issue to work together to mesh their pieces into one smooth flowing, you know, thing that meets the word limit. That
right, and part of it also, I mean, what exactly we're going to be looking for will be determined partly by the structure of the ballot, and so I will be, you know, working tonight on refining that to send out to y'all and then out to the PNB, so that we can then know what the structure of the ballot will be, and based on that, we'll know. What, you know, how to structure the arguments as well, the ballot pamphlet.
Okay, Wendy?
My question is, I just need to be reminded why this is the purview of the National Election Supervisor since the bylaws amendment. Is it because it's going on the same ballot as the election thing?
Yes, and part of my job is to design the ballot and the
mm-hmm.
ballot.
Right.
But I'm certainly asking for input on that. I don't, you know, don't want to just do it, you know, the way I would think of and then find out that people are unhappy about it. That's why I think it's really important for you to be involved, and I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I think this sounds like a good plan. The only thing maybe, Casey, you could think about is the kind of a logistical piece about how people who might want to write can be apprised that someone else has volunteered, either for the purpose of saying, oh, yeah, I know Mary Doe, I know Joe Blow, I think they're a good writer and they represent the same views I have, I'll just let them write it, or to say, oh, God, they have a totally different reason for supporting this than me, I want to send something to Casey anyway. Just so people don't, you know, spend a lot of time writing and then you get three pieces that are nearly identical because nobody knows that somebody else had written it. So if there's somebody...
Well, so far I have not heard back from anyone.
Yeah.
Well, that's because in my opinion, it's too soon and everything's too confusing. But I think once the PNB votes tomorrow night on a ballot format, and therefore we know how many options we're talking about, I think, you know, and also maybe it could go out on to every LSB listserv, then I think you will start getting more takers.
I'm just thinking of
some administrative way. I don't know if it's putting it on a website, if people will grant their permission to use their name and say, the following people, you know, Joe Blow has volunteered to write the pro for question one. Mary Doe has volunteered to write, you know, the con for question one. And then just kind of people can keep posted on who else is volunteering and then decide whether they want to chime in or not chime in based on who's already writing.
Bob?
Yeah.
I have never seen anyone, I have never seen a deluge of over submissions to anything in my life. I've seen people volunteer to do it, and oh yes, and when the time comes, almost nothing gets sent. So I really don't think we have got to limit the number of writings that come in unless the world has changed tremendously. So I don't think that's ever been a concern that I have ever seen, is people, too many people doing work. I just have not ever seen that, if I may be allowed to say so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Casey, is that fine with you that you'll just put it out there and then you'll deal with the multiple submissions if they come?
Yeah. If you get too many, there's a round file.
I wanted to point out, Bob, that you used the word soon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me remind what that means.
Yeah.
There needs to be a deadline.
Yeah, we need a deadline.
12 now is the deadline for candidates turning in their petitions to become candidates. The rest of the ballot and the ballot pamphlet has to be laid out prior to that.
Right.
So I need all the text on this stuff within a week at the very latest.
Okay, so that has to be by the before the 20th. Oh my God, yeah. Well, you better have a date, Casey, where you give us all to do this. That would be the 21st, but you probably want it before that, or do you?
Yes.
Okay, you have a date. What's your brother's?
I think that the 18th.
Okay, let's say the 18th.
And then I can, you know.
That's only 5 days from now.
That's right.
Yeah. The board's only voting on the 14th tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
I think that's a little unrealistic.
Well, it's unrealistic to not have the arguments ready before the ballot gets printed.
But I thought you said it has to be designed by the 25th, not that, because you're not going to have the text from the candidates until...
That's right, but after all,
you're
going to
be busy. How about the 19th, Casey?
It has to be done before the candidate statement so that I don't have to be running around after people...
Right.
Do this at the same time as laying out the candidate statement.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because the turnaround time is... And that's why we're doing this whole timetable thing, is to help to correct this this crazy turnaround time, yes.
Okay.
So let's just say the 18th. I think that's okay.
What's the fallback plan if you don't get enough submissions for all the options?
Then it doesn't happen.
Well, then I remind people that
we need them. Actually, what we should try to do is, after we find out exactly what we're going to be putting on the ballot tomorrow, then we should be getting volunteers to write the arguments.
Okay, so why don't we do that at the end of the discussion tomorrow night? We start right then and there on that call getting PNB members to volunteer to write on certain, whatever their favorite option is.
Exactly.
As many as want to, not just limited to say, oh, Joe Doakes does it, so then Mary Doakes isn't. Just anybody who will, because some of the people who say they will won't do it.
That's true.
You guys, I got to go.
Okay, well, I think we're pretty much done, unless anyone has any last things to say.
Thank you all.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Have you got everything said that you...
Appreciate all the input.
Read your email every minute.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good night.